This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another live broadcast. And hello to all of those watching live on Facebook tonight. Good to have you with us. I did some work this week, upgraded my Facebook Live stream, so I'm excited about that. Maybe what I could do sometime in the near future is do like a little video tour of the radio studio that I have built inside my house, which now I have the live Facebook streaming built in here as well. I think that would be really cool, especially for those of you that are using social media, maybe to grow a business or do something, you know, online, promoting something online. So in any case, hello to all of our friends watching tonight on Facebook. And also, I get a lot of emails from people saying, what's the best way to listen to the show? Of course, we want you to listen on your local radio station if they carry it. And if they don't, you can ask them to. Another option would be to go to TalkStreamLive.com and put my name in, Jim Paris. And you'll see that we do stream there live on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. But I should also note that we also replay on TalkStream Live throughout the week. So if you're looking for the replay times, you can email me on that, or I think it's over at our website, jimparisradio.com. But many times late at night, I think on Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 Eastern, this same time slot is a replay on TalkStream Live. So in any case, we have a great show lined up for you tonight. I've got a lot to say about what happened with Brexit, with the UK leaving the European Union. And it's going to be a lot of the show tonight. But look, this is not CNBC, so don't leave me. This is not Bloomberg. We're going to talk about this from the real man on the street's perspective. What does Brexit actually mean to you as a person? And for us here in the United States, it means a lot of good things. So there's a lot of exciting reasons to be positive about Brexit. And we're going to get into that tonight. My guest in hour number two is pharmacist and nutrition expert Ben Fuchs. And I'm really excited that he's going to be with us again, because here's what this is going to be in hour number two. You're going to get to listen in on me getting a personal health consultation from this guy. This guy, he's like one of these geniuses when it comes to vitamins and supplements and all that kind of thing. And he's going to be talking with us in hour number two. And by the way, for my friends watching on Facebook, just so you know, I don't know what happens, but last week at about 90 minutes in, we had to start a new feed and a new tab inside of my Facebook page. So we're working on that. But if you, at some point, if we lose the Facebook live stream, come back to the Facebook page and you'll see it opening up in another post. But in any case, in hour number two, I'm going to be asking Ben Fuchs all about his health advice. You know, what does he recommend these days to folks? And I'm going to be asking him about me. I need to lose a lot of weight pretty quickly. I'm going to be testing for third degree black belt in December. And so I've got to lose some weight. I need to get some energy, more energy so that I can exercise more. I need to build some more muscle. So we're going to be talking about all this. And if you have your own health related question, this is the guy to talk to. I don't know about you, but when I go in these places like GNC and these different vitamin shops, it's overwhelming. I mean, even where I go to buy smoothies here in town, they now sell vitamins. And I don't know. I mean, it's just so many things you can buy. I mean, male enhancement, female enhancement, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin B, vitamin A. It's like, I don't know what to get. I don't know what I need or don't need. And this stuff is not cheap. I don't know if you have looked at the cost of supplements. I mean, some of these supplements, like one little bottle is like $70. And so, I mean, for a guy that's frugal like me, I don't want to just go in there and just say, I want to buy everything. So we're going to talk about all this tonight with pharmacist and nutrition expert, Ben Fuchs. This guy's great. I mean, he knows his stuff. No two ways about it. Next week is 4th of July weekend. So we're going to take the weekend off and do a best of show. And so, Patrick, listening up there at the headquarters, you get to have next Sunday night off. I'm giving you the night off so you can go watch some fireworks. But we're going to have a couple of our best of interviews next Sunday night. I haven't selected these, but I have to tell you that we do run statistics on the broadcast, and we are able to see which shows are the most popular shows, and those are the ones that we use for rebroadcast. And I get such good feedback when we're not here live from people that love the replays that we play. Many times we play the JFK assassination interviews, which we've got multiple of those. But then one that's recently become hugely popular is the whole issue of... Making of a Murderer, this Stephen Avery case in Wisconsin. We've replayed that now three times. And every time we replay it, the statistics are just enormous. That one, and then also the Ted Bundy, the interview we did with the author that was behind bars with Ted Bundy for 100 hours. That one gets huge replay statistics as well. L.A. Marzulli was with us last week. We might replay that one because he always gets huge numbers as well on the stats. All right, so let's talk about it tonight. What's going on with Brexit? The U.K. shockingly leaves the European Union. And I say shockingly because all of the predictions, the polls said that this was not going to happen. Everybody was convinced that there was some small margin, maybe 5% margin, that would vote in favor of staying in the EU. So the UK would not Brexit. They would stay. They would remain in the EU. That turned out not to be the case. And financial markets completely melted down on Friday. I don't know if you saw this. I mean, worldwide, not just here in the U.S. or in the U.K. exclusively, but worldwide, financial markets melted down. On Friday, our stock market, measured by, we can use the Dow Jones Industrial Average, dropping 610 points on Friday alone, because this was a huge surprise. Nobody expected for the U.K. to vote to leave the European Union. We have a great article up at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, if you want to check that out, written by Robert G. Yetman Jr., who is our editor at large, and a great article about what's happening with interest rates here in the United States because of Brexit. And the good news is that because this kind of spells financial financial bad news basically for the whole world. That's at least the perception right now. Interest rates are going to stay low, and they might even go lower. And there's a great article by Bob Yetman about why Brexit might be good for your pocketbook, why it might mean lower interest rates, specifically on things like mortgages. And so check that out. Also, if you're planning to do any traveling to Europe, now is the time. I just went to Italy in March, but take a look at that European trip. A lot of things are going on. I read an article today, a great article by one of these travel bloggers, and he said last year at this time, it was typical to see round-trip airfare to Europe at $1,800. And he says right now, because of what's happened with Brexit and the, the pound, the UK currency, the pound, is at a 30-year low against the U.S. dollar. So your dollar is super strong in the U.K., but also all throughout Europe, your dollar is strong as well. Airfares, he says in this article, round-trip airfares to Europe are now running $500 and $600 round-trip to be able to go on a a little vacation over to Europe this summer. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, you won't believe who has just filed for bankruptcy. One of O.J. Simpson's former big-time lawyers will tell you who it is and why he's bankrupt after the break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
I'm just curious, those that are watching tonight on Facebook, How does the sound, how is the sound coming through? Last week I noticed that my mic level was good, but then when we went to the commercials and the bumper music, that was a little bit loud. So curious to get your feedback, those that are watching us tonight live on Facebook. By the way, if you're watching on Facebook, one of the benefits of that is you get to see all the exciting things that happen during the commercial breaks. And that's the biggest part of the show, which is me drinking coffee, drinking water, shuffling through the papers on my desk. It's truly exciting every few minutes when we go to a break, so you don't want to miss that. By the way, if you want to find me on Facebook, you can find this feed tonight is just on my personal Facebook page, which is James L. Paris. James L. Paris, search for me on Facebook, and my Facebook page is public, so you don't even have to friend me to be able to see this feed. It's available publicly. All right, we're going to get into which one of O.J. Simpson's attorneys is now completely bankrupt, and that's shocking. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but I want to continue talking a little bit more about what's happening with this whole Brexit situation. A lot of people, at least when it first happened on Friday, what we were hearing from a lot of the commentators is, don't worry, it's 2 years away. They have 2 years to transition out of the Eurozone. Nothing's going to happen overnight. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, because what we're seeing here, this is an article from CNBC that I've got up on my screen here. It says that banks have already began to move operations out of the UK. And this is, I guess, the France's central bank is warning folks in Great Britain that many of the financial service companies there are going to immediately lose access to operate throughout the European Union. This is just bizarre to me. What's really happening here, I think, is two things. I think all of the other member nations of the EU are basically trying to punish the UK as quickly as possible. We're hearing about banks already moving. We're talking about people's ability to transact financial transactions from the UK into other parts of Europe are already being blocked. So what's going on? Why is this? I think there's two reasons behind it. One is, before this can all officially go through, it has to be approved by the parliament there in the UK. So maybe part of the motivation is, if we make this painful enough, maybe, just maybe, we can create enough public pressure to get the UK to change its mind and not leave. The other is the so-called mass defections and lower the lifeboats, women and children first. We've already got a growing list of at least five or six members of the EU that are calling for their own referendums to leave. So I think the second motivation here of the existing EU countries is to punish the UK enough, publicly especially. We're talking about citizens of the UK maybe being forced to be deported out of some of these EU countries. We're talking about freezing of financial transactions, all kinds of just draconian steps that are being taken. And I think that's the whole idea behind it. But we're talking about lower mortgage rates for you here in the United States. We're talking about a stronger dollar in Europe. That means when you go to Europe, specifically the UK, but also throughout the entire Eurozone, the dollar is especially strong right now. So now would be a great time. I mean, London is normally an expensive place to vacation. I have never been to London, but I have done some research on it, and it is one of the more expensive places to vacation. And now you can go there for a lot less. I mean, than you have been able to in many, many years. So take a look at that. Okay, Bitcoin. I'll mention this quickly because I don't know. I thought Bitcoin was going to benefit a lot more than it ultimately did when we saw that the UK was going to actually leave the EU. I thought Bitcoin might hit $1,000 or something crazy like that. Didn't happen. But Bitcoin is holding at right now $639. So Bitcoin is doing well. Also, another one of our favorite digital currencies is Ethereum, which is ETH is the symbol for that. And that's holding strong at about $14. So the digital currency markets did benefit, but not as much maybe as some had hoped for. But check out this story. Probably one of the most famous attorneys in the United States and historically, F. Lee Bailey. And remember him? He got involved with the O.J. Simpson case. He's had a lot of problems over the years. I don't know the details of it, but the government made him pay back millions of dollars in legal fees, and he went to court over that repeatedly. But I'll read a little bit of this to you. The headline here from Bloomberg: F. Lee Bailey, lawyer for O.J. Simpson, files for bankruptcy. F. Lee Bailey is going into bankruptcy court. Here we go. F. Lee Bailey, a defense attorney who gained fame for his work in two sensational 1960s cases and then later was part of O.J. Simpson's dream team, has filed for personal bankruptcy, saying he is more than $5 million in debt. And it goes on here to explain, apparently he's had an IRS dispute. That's what I was referencing a moment ago. That's been going on for 22 years. Litigation with the IRS for 22 years. Can you imagine living for 22 years having a battle with the IRS? But it says here that he's not a presently licensed lawyer. It says he was disbarred in 2001, and I think I remember that happening. He was disbarred from Florida, so he doesn't have his law license anymore here in Florida or anywhere. But he operates, he's working as some kind of a consultant, and he is a principal at Bailey and Elliott Consulting based in Yarmouth, Maine. And it's a company that offers advice to small and medium-sized businesses on how to form a company, raise funds, and streamline operations, et cetera, et cetera. Interesting history here. F. Lee Bailey won a scholarship to Harvard University, and he left in 1952 to join the U.S. Marine Corps and was a national figure in the 1960s. When he convinced the U.S. Supreme Court to set aside the murder conviction of Cleveland physician Sam Shepard, who was found innocent in a retrial, the case inspired the television series The Fugitive. Do you remember that? And then that became a movie, right? With, what was it, Harrison Ford was in that movie. He also defended the so-called Boston Strangler and publishing heiress Patty Hearst. So this guy was, I mean, there's probably no other person in the world of the law that would be more famous. Maybe Alan Dershowitz would be up there. F. Lee Bailey is bankrupt. All right. George Will says he's leaving the Republican Party. And some people are saying they're glad to see him go. We'll tell you what's happening about with that and some details right after this. Stay tuned.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Live on Facebook with the radio show. Is my Facebook friends can help me with the pronunciation of some of these northeastern cities. So I'm being told it's Yarmouth, not Yarmouth. And that's just, you know, I'm in Florida now, grew up in Chicago. You got to give me a break on some of these northeastern cities. The one that I got in a huge amount of trouble with early in my early days in radio was I had a caller from what I thought was Worcester, Massachusetts. And I was told, no, it's Worcester, Mass. I don't understand these northeastern people, and the pock, the ka thing drives me crazy. But I promise if I ever get to Yarmouth again in a script here, I will say Yarmouth. That's where Effley Bailey apparently is living, for those of you just tuning in. Jim Paris here, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com, and we are live on Sunday nights. In hour number two tonight, our guest is pharmacist and nutrition expert Ben Fuchs. And this is going to be great for those of you that want to call in. I mean, this is like the guy if you want to get nutrition advice. If you're somebody like me that you go into the GNC and you start stumbling around and you don't know what to buy, this is the guy. I mean, he'll tell you exactly what you need. And, you know, part of me says just buy everything because, you know, who knows what you need? Just buy it all. You can't. I mean, unless you own Fort Knox. I mean, some of this stuff, just the tiniest bottle of some of these supplements is $60, $70 for a tiny little bottle. I keep little, for those of you watching on the video feed, I'll show you this. This is a vitamin B12 liquid, and this is just an off-brand. I bought it on Amazon, but I keep this here in the studio, and I put a little bit of that in my coffee, and it's a little pick-me-up, so that does work as well. Okay, let's talk about, we mentioned Bitcoin, what's going on with all that, but the big story is George Will. And I don't know, I'll tell you what, I'll be honest, there are days that I probably would be guilty of considering myself more important than I really am. And maybe we all have those days. But you have to wonder about some of these conservative commentators. How, I mean, do we really care? I mean, George Will, this guy's really, since he was on with ABC this week, I mean, that was years ago. I mean, this guy's really just like a sort of a has-been. I mean, the idea that not only is he not going to vote for Trump, but he's leaving the Republican Party. And this was like a trending story on Twitter, one of the top stories on Twitter. I believe it was a couple of days ago that George Will is officially leaving the Republican Party. I don't really care. I mean, who cares? I mean, who is George Will? I mean, why does that? And what's interesting is the more of these people that come out and defect and say they're not voting for Trump or that they're leaving the Republican Party, this kind of nonsense, it just helps Trump, because this is exactly what the everyman wants to hear, that this is their guy. He's not a part of the country club. He's not part of the good old boys club. They want to vote for the outsider. And the more of these people that come out like the George Wills and confirm that Trump is not one of the inside guys, it just helps Trump. And, you know, I'm kind of in a tough spot. I don't want to support Trump. Many of you know I dropped my support for Trump a few weeks back when he supported this whole transgender bathroom nonsense. I think it's crazy. And the idea that we should just, you know, let men go into women's locker rooms if they think they're a woman, and Trump went along with that. I said enough. I mean, I know Trump is not a social conservative. I know he's trying to portray himself as such, but I think now that the general campaign is coming up, the general election, he is moving a lot more to the left than what makes me comfortable. But what are really my options? My son says, vote for Gary Johnson at the Libertarian Party. I'm not going to do that. I mean, so I guess I got to vote for Trump to vote against Hillary. I guess that's my only option. So that's what I'll probably end up having to do. George Will, that's the big story. Everybody's talking about it in social media. I could care less. George Will is leaving the Republican Party. Now, you know, Bernie Sanders, I'm going to spin a conspiracy theory for you tonight. Bernie Sanders is hanging around, and it makes you wonder why he hasn't dropped out officially and conceded to Hillary and told all of his people to vote for Hillary. It makes you wonder. Now, let's get into the conspiracy theory here. What if Bernie Sanders knows that criminal charges are coming for Hillary Clinton? I mean, you would have to think at the highest levels of government, as much as the FBI and the Justice Department and all of these law enforcement agencies that are involved into this investigation into the Clintons, as much as they can say it's completely unaffected by the fact that Hillary Clinton is running for president, I just don't believe that. And I believe that a decision is going to have to come one side or the other before the Democratic convention, whether or not Hillary is going to face any charges. I mean, it's got to happen before that, because think about it. I mean, how could you, this has been going on for, a year at least, maybe longer, the investigation into Hillary Clinton and the emails. I mean, how long does it take to gather enough information to be able to decide whether there's going to be criminal charges or not? And if there was not going to be charges, you would have thought there would have been an announcement to that effect. No, everything we hear is there's this ongoing investigation. So what if Bernie Sanders believes that there's some chance, maybe it's 50-50, maybe it's a lot less than that, maybe it's a 20% chance, maybe there's some chance that Hillary is going to face some legal problems from the whole email scandal. Maybe he thinks that if he hangs around and she gets knocked out because of legal issues, then he is going to step in, and he would be the likely person to step in. But here's kind of a stranger part of the conspiracy. What if the White House says, no, don't indict Hillary until after the Democrat convention? Now, think about that for a moment. So you then would have the Democrat nominee indicted, which I don't think that's ever happened before in U.S. history. So what would then happen is she would probably be forced to drop off the ticket, which would mean that the power brokers of the Democrat Party would have to pick someone to stand in for her. Now, I think it'd be much easier for them to slide Joe Biden into that slot if the indictment came after she was officially nominated at the convention, as opposed to if this happens before the convention. Sanders seems to be the heir apparent if it happens before the convention. If it happens after the convention, then I think the Democrat power brokers have more sway to be able to maybe push Joe Biden in there. I don't know. I'm going to be really super suspicious. I will tell you that. If there is no announcement made either way that she's being indicted or she's not being indicted before the Democrat convention, I mean, how can we do this? How can we let something like this? There's something like 150 FBI agents involved in this. I mean, how long can it take to decide if the threshold has been met for there to be an indictment or not? I mean, realistically, how long should that take? I don't think it should take years. I mean, a few months maybe, but with this kind of manpower behind it, I don't know. Something just makes me really suspicious why we're not hearing a final decision either way. And I think the American people are entitled to a final decision from the investigators. Yes, we are investigating Hillary Clinton, or no, we are not going to indict Hillary Clinton. The case is closed. One way or the other, people deserve to know before much longer. I mean, really. The Democrat convention is coming up here soon, and I think that's going to be a watershed moment. And if we don't hear anything before that, watch my conspiracy theory that the indictment comes after the fact. All right. When we come back, the IRS scam that keeps going and going and going. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products. You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, our final segment in hour number one. Hello to all of our friends watching us on Facebook. This is a new experiment. We're trying it, putting the show up on Facebook, and we'll see what happens. The show will then be available by way of replay on the video, and that's why you're hearing all the commercials and everything, that we're leaving that all in the video as per our network contract. When we simulcast on any of the internet networks or over video like this, we do leave all of our sponsors in there. You know, one other comment about the European Union and Brexit and all of that, part of me just wonders, do you think there's any chance that you could actually have a physical war that could take place between the UK and some of these other EU countries? And here's why I say that. Look, among people, what's the number one thing that we fight about among people? Money. Just like, you know, individuals, we fight over money. It sounds like that all of these countries in the EU are ganging up, and it's sort of like the mafia. You don't leave the mafia except in a pine box. And I'm just wondering how much of this beating the UK is going to take. I mean, obviously, they can only do so much to fight back with sanctions of their own. But we're talking about literally people not being able to complete banking transactions. I mean, you could have bank accounts frozen if you're, let's say, a UK citizen and you have a bank account in one of the neighboring countries. It's a member of the EU. They're talking about mass deportations of UK citizens from EU countries. You know, call me crazy. Call me crazy. I mean, I know there's a military kind of alliance there, but here's another one of the big issues. What about the residual debt? How does that work? So you have the EU that, of course, most famously bailed out Greece, right? So if the UK quits, hey, we don't want to be in the EU anymore. We quit. We're no longer in the deal. Do they get to walk away from their obligation? You know, whatever their pro rata share would be, for example, of the Greek bailout or any of the other countries that the EU has bailed out. How does that work? And who settles the differences on that? That's what I'm talking about. There is literally trillions of dollars involved here. And I don't know. I'm just fascinated to watch this. Of course, I think the biggest issue here is that nobody expected this. All of the polls said that it was going to be a close vote, but that Britain would stay in the European Union. And so I think it just caught everybody by surprise. And of course, here in the U.S., you're hearing a lot of coattails arguments that this is coattails now for Donald Trump. You know, that those people that want to go against the establishment, like what the UK voters did, are going to do that here in our elections. And I think there's probably a lot of truth to that. And then you're hearing also the uprising, for example, in states like Texas, saying Brexit, well, let's call it Texit, and we're going to take our cattle and we're leaving the U.S. That's what the Texas folks are saying. And they've been saying that for years. But, you know, you wonder more and more, could a U.S. state conceivably at this stage, you know, in our history, could a U.S. state actually secede? I mean, would the federal government allow them to secede? My wife and I, we were talking about this whole EU thing, and really the best analogy that we came up with was that the EU, in essence, is like the federal government over all of the European countries, the 28 member nations. So they're the federal government, the analogy being to our federal government, and then all the individual countries are like our individual states, all the member countries of the EU. So what the UK is saying is, we don't want these bureaucrats in faraway lands telling us what to do. And it's a lot more than money. There's a lot more involved here than money. There's immigration. There's also all kinds of, you know, laws regarding trade. I mean, there's just a lot involved in this, a whole layer, if you will, that's not necessary. Does that sound familiar? Just like here. And you wonder, I mean, could a state like Texas get 50, 60, 70% of its population to say, guess what? We no longer need to be part of the United States. We don't want to be part of the United States, and decide that they want to secede. Would our federal government allow them to do that? I don't think they would. I think they would make it impossible, frankly, for that to happen. So I think that's what's going on here with the EU. They're saying, look, we're going to make an example out of the UK. We're going to make it so bad for you folks that you're going to wish you never voted this way, and maybe you'll change your mind somehow and reverse this before the two-year implementation comes up of officially leaving the EU. And also as a warning to other members of the EU, you don't want to go there. You don't want to do this. I think that's exactly what's going on. We'll get into this IRS scam here in a minute. But Bernie Sanders, and let me say this again about Bernie Sanders hanging around and the conspiracy theory that he's hanging around as the heir apparent for Hillary Clinton. All of my neighbors that are supporting Bernie Sanders, and I have quite a few neighbors, guess what? They still have all their Bernie Sanders signs out on the lawn. Those signs have not been picked up on garbage day yet. There's someone here in town that has a Bernie Sanders wrapped vehicle. Yep, still driving around. I saw it today. These people aren't going anywhere. I don't know if they're just hoping that something's going to change, but I just wonder. Bernie Sanders is hanging around in the wings. And then you see this story. This is from the website Bustle.com, whatever that is. Bustle.com. Apparently, there is now a video game that's being designed. And in the video game, the hero in the video game is, of all people, Bernie Sanders is the video game hero. So I don't know if he's going to be kicking butt and taking names, if he's going to be stealing cars. I don't know what the theme is of this video game, but apparently somebody has launched a Kickstarter project, it looks like. And the name of this video game is Bernie's Journey. And Bernie Sanders will be a video game hero in this new video game that will be coming out, I guess, in the fall. So I guess that's good news for him. I mean, what does that mean? Is that a bellwether? Like, look, if you are put into a video game, that means your chances of winning the presidency are higher or not. I wonder if Hillary is in any video games. Boy, wouldn't that be scary? She could be like the villain, and then you could have Trump chasing her around in the video game. I would buy that video game. I don't have an Xbox or any of that equipment, but if there was a video game where, like, Hillary was the bad guy and you could go after her, chase after her in the video game somehow, that would be probably a very popular video game. In any case, all right, this IRS scam, as much as we talk about this, us financial guys, people in the news, every website that covers scams, the IRS is not going to call you on the phone and demand money from you by midnight, or they're going to send you to jail. That they don't do this. But yet, people are falling for this, and supposedly the amount of money involved could be close to $1 trillion now has been stolen. This continues, $1 billion, and it just keeps going, and people keep falling for the scam. The one part of the scam that apparently is the most convincing piece of the puzzle is the fake caller ID. That is, you go and you answer your phone and it says IRS, or in some cases it says FBI. And they tell you, we're going to have you arrested. We're going to have you thrown in jail. And it says here in this article I've got up here, it says 1.2 million Americans have reportedly been scammed. And I correct my number once again here. My apologies. The figure now officially stands at close to $37 million that people have been scammed out of. A lot of times they say people don't report this, so the number could be even much higher. But look, if you're worried, if you think that really is the IRS threatening you, that you've got to go to Walmart and buy a green dot card and put $1,200 on it by midnight or they're going to arrest you, if you really believe that's true, then here's what you need to do. Pick up the phone and call the IRS directly. Call their 800 number as listed on their website. Ask for an agent. Tell them your situation. Give them your Social Security number. They'll pull up your account with them and tell you that all is good and that you should not worry about that phone call. This is also interesting. Hulk Hogan, who got that huge settlement, that huge judgment against Gawker. Gawker's now bankrupt as a result. And Hogan is holding the bag, hoping to get a few dollars out of the bankruptcy. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it's hour number two with nutrition expert Ben Fuchs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.